All right, get ready to dive into some serious digital marketing knowledge, because today we're breaking down HubSpot Academy's Digital Marketing Strategy Learning Path Checklist.
Sounds intense.
It is, but in a good way. Think of it like we're serving up a concentrated shot of marketing espresso. We've got all the good stuff, no fluff.
I like the sound of that, cutting straight to what really works.
Exactly. So whether you're just starting out or just need a quick refresher on the latest tactics, this deep dive is for you. And you know how HubSpot does things? They don't mess around. They jump right into the deep end with the inbound methodology.
Right, which for anyone who needs a reminder is all about attracting your audience instead of like chasing them down with a net.
Exactly. It's about becoming the go-to source of information, the thought leader in your industry. But how do we do that? Well, the next stop on our HubSpot journey is content strategy.
And this is where things get really interesting. This isn't just about like, oh, let's write a blog post today about, I don't know, underwater basket weaving.
I'd read that.
Maybe. But it's about the bigger picture. Crafting a narrative, a story around your brand that resonates with your audience.
So each piece of content is like a chapter in a book.
Exactly. And every tweet, every video, every Instagram caption, it all contributes to that larger story.
Makes you think twice about hitting that post button, doesn't it?
It should. But even with the best content in the world, you need a way for people to actually find it. Which brings us to, you guessed it.
SEO. Still the reigning champ of the digital marketing world.
It never goes out of style, does it?
Nope. And HubSpot walks the walk. Their SEO training covers everything from keyword research to link building, all the nitty-gritty details you need to know.
And they should know they've consistently ranked number one on Google for years, so they're clearly doing something right.
Right. It's like taking a masterclass from the SEO Jedi Masters. What I found really interesting was their emphasis on building a guest blogging strategy.
Yeah, a lot of people think guest blogging is dead, but it's all about strategic placement. Getting your content in front of a new audience on sites that Google already trusts, That's powerful.
Okay, so we've got our inbound engine running, our content strategy humming, and our SEO bringing in the traffic.
Yeah.
But what about the website itself? That's where people actually land, right?
Absolutely. And this is something a lot of people overlook. They pour all this time and energy into their content and marketing, but their website is clunky, confusing.
A total turnoff.
Exactly.
Thankfully, the HubSpot checklist addresses this head-on with their website optimization course.
Which is such a crucial piece of the puzzle, because it doesn't matter how great your product or service is, if people can't figure out how to navigate your site, or if it takes forever to load on their phone.
It's like having a beautiful store, but with a terrible layout. No one's going to stick around long enough to see how great your merchandise is.
Exactly. You want people to have a seamless, enjoyable experience on your site.
And speaking of enjoyable experiences, there's one element we haven't touched on yet. Something that's impossible to ignore in today's digital landscape.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
You read my mind. It's time to talk about the power of video marketing, which, you guessed it, has its own dedicated course in this HubSpot checklist.
Video is where it's at these days, right? People would rather watch a 2-minute clip than read a whole blog post.
Oh, 100%. Our attention spans are, like, non-existent now.
Yeah.
But that's why video is so powerful. It's immediate, it's engaging, and lets you connect with your audience on a whole other level.
Absolutely. And the HubSpot checklist isn't just giving lip service to video. They're emphasizing it as a core part of your marketing strategy.
As they should. But like with everything else, we need a strategy, right?
Absolutely. You can't just like point a camera at something and hit record and expect amazing results. Well, you could, but...
But your chances of going viral are slim to none.
Exactly. The video marketing course gets into the nitty-gritty of creating content that's actually engaging, optimized for each platform.
Because a video that crushes it on YouTube might totally flop on Instagram.
Right. Different platforms, different vibes. And this course breaks it all down. It even dives into how to use video for lead generation.
Okay, so we're creating scroll-stopping video content, but where are we posting it? Because we're not just talking about YouTube, right?
Definitely not. But YouTube is kind of the 800-pound gorilla in the room, you know? It's the world's second largest search engine.
Second only to Google itself.
Right. So, yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Which is probably why they have a whole course on YouTube marketing. They really do go deep on this stuff.
They do. And this course unpacks how to create engaging YouTube content that doesn't just get views, but actually ranks well and drives traffic back to your website.
Music to a marketer's ears. Yeah. Traffic that converts. That's the dream.
It is. And speaking of platforms, we can't forget about the visual storytelling powerhouse that is Instagram.
Instagram, land of beautiful photos, witty captions, and let's be honest, a whole lot of pressure to be perfect.
It's true. But the Instagram Marketing Strategy course really impressed me. It goes beyond the surface level and dives into the importance of building a community.
Because it's not just about likes and followers.
Right.
It's about building those relationships.
100%. It's about engagement, interaction, and turning those followers into loyal customers.
So more than just double tapping, it's about building actual connections.
Exactly. And that brings us to a crucial point that the checklist highlights. Social media isn't a one-way street. It's not about broadcasting your message and calling it a day.
Right. It's about listening, responding, having actual conversations.
Exactly. The social media marketing certification really digs into this. They emphasize strategies for managing your social media presence across various platforms, not just posting and ghosting.
Because let's be real, there are a ton of platforms out there, and they all have their own quirks and best practices.
For sure. And the checklist doesn't shy away from that. It even includes a course specifically on Facebook marketing.
Which, let's be honest, Facebook might seem a little old school to some, but with its massive user base.
It's still a major player.
Huge.
Yeah.
And anyone who's ever run a Facebook ad knows how quickly their algorithms can change. It's like trying to hit a moving target.
Which brings up an interesting point with all these platforms, all these strategies. How do we even know what's working?
Data. Data is our friend. It tells us what's resonating, what's falling flat, and what needs to change.
Data is king, queen, and the whole royal court. But you don't need a data science degree to decipher it all.
Nope. And thankfully, the HubSpot checklist doesn't leave us hanging. They have a whole course on using HubSpot's free marketing tools.
Free tools. Sign me up.
Right. These tools are amazing. They can give you crazy good insights into your audience, your content performance, and what's actually moving the needle.
So we're not just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping it sticks.
Nope.
We're measuring, we're analyzing, and we're using that data to refine our strategy.
This is gold. Data is great, but actionable data, that's how you actually level up your marketing.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And speaking of leveling up, remember how we talked about paid advertising earlier? Well, the checklist also includes an ads training course.
Because sometimes you need a little extra oomph to get your message seen, right?
Yeah.
Especially with algorithms these days.
Absolutely. And paid advertising has come a long way. It's not just about blanketing everyone with the same message anymore.
It's about being strategic, being targeted, and meeting your ideal customer where they are.
Exactly. And when done right, paid advertising can be an incredibly effective way to amplify your message and drive those conversions. But even with all this fancy data and cutting-edge advertising, we can't forget about one of the OGs of digital marketing.
Email. You're talking about email, right? I feel like email sometimes gets overlooked, but
it's still one of the most powerful tools we have.
It's like that old pair of jeans that you keep coming back to because they're just so darn reliable.
Exactly. And the HubSpot checklist doesn't disappoint. They have a whole certification dedicated to it.
There's a certification for everything these days. And it seems like email marketing should be pretty straightforward, right? Just write an email, hit send.
You'd think so, but there's a lot more to it than that, which is why I'm really glad they included the email marketing certification in this learning path.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that.
So it dives into things like segmentation, making sure you're sending the right message to the right people.
Right, because not everyone on your list wants to hear about the same thing.
Exactly. And it goes even deeper, talking about personalization, like how to use data to craft emails that really resonate with individual subscribers.
So it's kind of like we were saying about Instagram. It's about building those one-on-one relationships just, you know, through email instead of DMs.
Exactly. You want people to feel like you're speaking directly to them, addressing their specific needs and interests.
Because let's be real, we can all tell when we get an email that's just a generic blast. And those usually end up in the trash folder.
100%. Personalization is key. And thankfully, HubSpot provides some great tools and templates to help you do that effectively, even if you're not like an email marketing wizard.
That's what I like about HubSpot. They give you the tools and the knowledge to actually implement what you're learning.
They really do. Mm. And speaking of knowledge, there's one more certification I wanted to touch on. The HubSpot Reporting Certification.
Because data is great, but only if you know what to do with it, right?
Exactly. This certification is all about turning data into actionable insights, learning how to track your marketing efforts, measure your success, and then use that information to adjust your strategy.
It's like having a marketing crystal ball.
Right. You can actually see what's working and what's not, and then make data-driven decisions.
This HubSpot Academy learning path is pretty mind-blowing. It's really got me thinking about all the ways I can up my marketing game.
It's definitely a game changer. And the best part is that it's constantly being updated, so you know you're always getting the most relevant, cutting-edge information.
That's so important in the ever-evolving world of digital marketing. Things change so fast.
They do. But that's what makes it so exciting, right? There's always something new to learn, something new to try.
Absolutely. So whether you're a seasoned marketing pro or just starting out, there's definitely something in this learning path for you. I highly recommend checking it out.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into HubSpot Academy's Digital Marketing Strategy Learning Path Checklist. It's been a wild ride.
So much good stuff.
Until next time, happy marketing.